class, I didn't even, you know, call to order, and everybody kind of got quiet. I'd like to call to order our board meeting this evening. We have several items to deal with. First item on our agenda is the prayer and pledge. Ms. Rowletter is recovering from surgery, so she is not here. So Mr. Baxter has agreed to fill in for her with the prayer and pledge. Mr. Baxter.
Father in heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for watching over us. We come here to do the business of the Wynn County School Board. If we make the right decisions for all our students involved, and you stay in the midst of this meeting and help us to disagree, but to also to agree and come to a common cause. Be the best and bless you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Baxter. I also want to say thank you to Ms. Bush, who's not here either tonight, but was kind enough to be sure we still had flowers today, and there's hydrangeas, which are some of my favorite. The first item on the agenda, item two, is the adoption of the consent calendar. I have a motion to approve the consent calendar. I have a second from Mr. Baxter. Is there any discussion on the consent calendar? Hearing none, all in favor of adoption, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Item 3.01 is the appearance of visitors. We have one visitor tonight to speak. Really quickly, let me read some information about our policy before we call our speaker. Welcome to those who have come, and thank you for your interest in Greenville County Schools. Our procedures for speaking are as follows. As your name is called, you should proceed to the podium at the end of the board dais, where there is a microphone and light system. Each speaker has up to 3 minutes to speak to the board. The light system will be green for the first 2 minutes and will turn yellow when 1 minute remains on the speaker's allotted time. In keeping with our board policy KCA, abusive language or personal attacks aimed at students or staff members will not be permitted. All speakers are expected to behave in an orderly and respectful manner. The board will not engage in discussion with the speaker or respond to comments, but the superintendent will designate a member of the staff to respond to each speaker in an appropriate and timely manner. So our speaker that we have tonight is Galen Jenkins. Welcome.
Thank you. All right. Am I good to start?
You're good.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you and good evening. My name is Galen Jenkins. I am the media specialist at Riverside Middle School. But tonight, I'm here as the vice president of the Greenville Council of School Librarians. This month is School Library Month, and to celebrate, we wanted to share with you some of the amazing things that are going on in our school libraries. Our little gift to you is, of course, a bookmark with the top 10 things to know about your school libraries. So real quickly, want to go through those. Number 10, all librarians are required to have a master's degree, so we are some of the most qualified people in the building. Number 9, we taught over 45,000 classes last year. Number 8, we use the ISTE and AASL standards to collaborate with teachers. Those standards align very closely with the profile of the South Carolina graduate, so we are working hard to make sure that everything is in alignment with our ultimate goal. Number 7, we're leaders in the maker movement that's sweeping the nation. We are dedicated to providing students time and opportunity to have authentic learning experiences and actually use their hands and the knowledge that they're learning in their content area classrooms. Number 6, in a recent poll, 86% of librarians led after-school library-related clubs. Those kind of show our commitment to educating the whole child. Number 5, we serve an average of 92 walk-in students per day in each school. Number 4, many of us act as technology assistance coordinators, fixed asset managers, and more. Number 3, we teach the teachers. We've taught over 99 professional development courses this year. Number 2, we work with the business and community to promote literacy. A prime example of that is the Greenville Drive Reading All-Stars program. And number one, we circulated 1,754,128 items last year. So we just wanted to share some of that awesome news with you guys, and thank you for your support, and say happy National Library Month.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Jenkins, for coming. We appreciate what our librarians do as their roles change, as technology brings us into a different system of how we read and look at books. Thank you for the work that you guys are doing. Ms. Leventis-Wells?
Yes, Madam Chair, we have Furman represented with our students from Furman and also Anderson University. So I'd like to
give them recognition.
Thank you.
Oh, is there anyone else? Any other schools? There you go.
Awesome. Great. Thank you, and welcome as well. We'll do our best to make this as painless as possible. We're going to move on to our superintendent's report. Dr. Royster, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Ms. Wells. First two short items. One, I would like to thank Ms. Jenkins and express my appreciation on behalf of the administration to her, as well as to all of our media specialists, librarians throughout the district, for their efforts and hard work, and we're very appreciative of your top 10 list there. One of the greatest things that we get to do is recognize those individuals who are coming to us, some of them new to our district, some new to administration, and some new to the principalship. So before I give the superintendent's report tonight, I'd like to recognize first Mark Drango. Mark, if you'll stand. Mark is currently AA at Eastside, becoming assistant principal at Eastside. Congratulations to you on your first assistant principalship. And we have two of our assistant principals here with us tonight who are moving to the principalship. These were individuals you approved in special call meeting after Committee of the Whole, but we did want to introduce them at the nighttime board meeting. First, we'd like to recognize Lakeisha Brown. Lakeisha will be becoming the principal at Greenbrier Elementary School, and I believe you have your husband with you, Lakeisha. Congratulations on your promotion. We look forward to working with you in your new leadership role, and we look forward to great things from your leadership at Greenbrier. Next, I'd like to recognize Christy Qualls. Christy will be the principal at Pelham Road Elementary School, currently an assistant principal in our district at Welcome. Congratulations, Christy. We appreciate your being here tonight, and I believe you've brought your husband, Damon. You all may recognize Damon, who is an assistant principal at Berea Middle School. Christy, congratulations on your new appointment. One more individual coming to the principalship from an assistant principalship, but from outside our district, currently serving as an assistant principal at Varennes Elementary in Anderson School District 5, Brian Williams. Brian, if you'd stand, congratulations. We look forward to having you here and look forward to your leadership at Montague and expect great accomplishments there with your leadership. I believe you have your wife with you as well. You'd like to ask her to stand? Maybe she don't want to stand with you. Okay. Welcome to the principalship and welcome to Greenville County Schools. The last individual I'd like to recognize and introduce is the new principal for Kearns Elementary, though not new to the principalship, new to our district, Mark Adams, who is currently serving and is an experienced principal from Lawrence School District 55. Mark, we welcome you to Greenville County Schools and look forward to your leadership at Thomas Kearns. I'd like to share with you sort of a celebration tonight. We're coming into that season of celebration. Over the next few weeks, the members of the senior class will enjoy a lot of celebrations, ranging from dinners with their family to a lot of our top students being recognized at the Salute to Education, all kinds of school award ceremonies, community baccalaureate services, and actual graduation ceremonies. And looking back over the last few years, those graduates have pretty big shoes to fill. And the ones that are following them perhaps even bigger shoes to fill. Student achievement data is trending upward on some of our most recognized metrics, and we're excited to see how the class of 16 will impact that trajectory, continue to carry it forward. College entrance exams, the ACT and the SAT. Our students that are college-bound have outperformed the nation on the ACT, the nation and the state, for 7 consecutive years. In every one of those years, a larger number of students has taken the test. The Greenville County Schools class of 2015 became the first in our district to outscore both the state, which we've consistently done for years, and the nation for the first time on the SAT. Since 2011, the number of GCS students taking the SAT has increased by 5%. The amount of money offered to Greenville County Schools senior class has continued to climb each year. In a few weeks, you'll hear a new number. The class of 2015 set a pretty high standard, though, with the scholarship offers totaling $118.5 million. That's a pretty significant immediate return on the taxpayers' investment in public education in Greenville County. Our graduation rate. High school graduation is a seminal event in a child's life, particularly when that child may be the first in his or her family to attain a diploma. According to the American Academy of Educational Services, 60% of skilled jobs require candidates with a minimum high school diploma. The Bureau of Labor Statistics indicated in a 2012 report that unemployment was nearly 50% higher among the group of individuals without a diploma as to compared with groups with a diploma. A Bureau of Labor Statistics study from 2012 also showed a nearly 39% difference in median earnings between people with a diploma and those without. According to census data, a GED doesn't equate economically to a high school diploma. In fact, GED certificate holders had lower earnings than those who earned a regular high school diploma, regardless of sex, race, ethnicity, or age. Overall, high school diploma holders earn approximately $1,600 more in mean monthly earnings compared with GED certificate holders. We certainly encourage those who've not gotten a diploma to pursue a GED, but that shows the inherent value in a diploma. And you see to the side again our 84.2% graduation rate. When you look in that graduation rate, a lot of these things you've heard tonight, you've heard before, many times. This is something you might not have heard recently. Our graduation rates increased by 12 points from 2011 through 2015. During that same time period, the graduation rates of several demographic subgroups have improved even more. The African American graduation rate has increased by 15 points since 2011. The Hispanic graduation rate has increased by 13 points since 2011. The limited English proficient graduation rate has increased by 13 points since 2011. The male and female subgroups have both matched the overall student body increase by improving graduation rates by 12 points each. Though not quite on pace with the overall student body, those students receiving subsidized meals have also seen improvement, increasing their graduation rate by 11 points over the last 5 years. Disabled students have also improved, showing a 10-point increase since 2011. The Asian Pacific Islander subgroup has traditionally been our highest in terms of graduation, but they also recorded a 7% increase. In short, as the overall graduation rate in Greenville County Schools has improved, each of our 10 demographic subgroups have also improved. In fact, the 3 subgroups with the lowest grad rates 5 years ago have all improved those rates by at least double digits. These graduation rate trends are the result of this board's vision and dedication, as demonstrated in our education plan, and the tremendous effort of our employees and the students they serve. Sharing this information tonight is my way of saying thank you to this board, to our employees and students, and to our many community groups and individuals who have provided additional support and encouragement to our students. It is with great pleasure and pride that I present this report to you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Royster. Does anyone have any comments? This is all great news. I know we see this every month in our committee of the whole, where we dig into the data. It's nice to see the synopsis of the trend over 5 years presented so succinctly. So thank you. We're going to move on to our action items for the evening. We have several of them. Item 5.01 is our education plan update and portfolios. We have a recommended motion from the committee of the whole to approve the district's and school's strategic plans. So it does not require a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item 5.02 is revision of policy BDF, review of administrative rules. Again, we have a recommended motion from the committee of the whole to approve the revision to board policy BDF. Coming from the committee, a second is not required. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item 5.03, a PE exemption at Eastside High School. We have a recommended motion from the administration to approve the PE exemption for one student at Eastside High School. Do I have a maker?
Motion to approve the PE exemption to one student at Eastside High School.
I have a motion duly seconded. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. 5.04, PE exemptions at Malden High School. We have a recommended motion from the administration to approve the PE exemption for two students at Malden High School. Do I have a maker?
To approve the PE exemption for two students at Malden High School.
I have a motion and I have a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item 5.05, PE exemption at Wade Hampton High School.
Madam Chair.
Ms. Leventis Wells.
I make a motion to approve the PE exemption for one student at Wade Hampton High School.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item 5.06, request from Greenville Tech Charter High School to terminate charter contract with GCS.
Madam Chair.
Ms. Leventis Wells.
I'd like to make a motion to approve pursuant to Section 59-40-115 of South Carolina Code of Law, the request by Greenville Tech Charter High School that its charter contract with the school district of Greenville County be terminated effective June 30th, 2016.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. And before we ask for any discussion, Dr. Royster, would you like to speak on this?
Yes, just briefly, as indicated in your board materials, this is a request from Dr. Nash, who's the chair of the Greenville Tech Charter High School Board. And you see his reasons enumerated in there. But in summary, this is a financial benefit to Greenville Tech Charter High School by transferring to, with your approval, transferring to the state charter district, which has already approved their acceptance, pending your approval. Greenville Tech Charter will realize a rather significant increase to the amount that they are allocated through the state charter district compared to the amount they would be allocated by formula through the school district. The school district will also realize a slight financial benefit as well. We have an excellent relationship with Greenville Tech Charter High School. This request in no way reflects negatively on that relationship, nor does our recommendation that you all approve this. We certainly wish that group well, their charter. We look forward to continue to work with them, although in a little different capacity and role. But we believe that this is a best case for both the Greenville Tech Charter High School and Greenville County Schools.
Thank you, Dr. Royster.
Thank you.
Mr. Lewis.
Thanks, Dr. Richard. I just have a couple of clarifying questions. So I understood from the letter and from your explanation that there's a financial benefit both to Greenville Tech Charter High School and to the district. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
And I also understand that any assets that have kind of been accumulated over the time with our relationship with them, we are not requesting that there be any impact on that. They'll take those with them as they transfer to this other contract.
No, sir. Those would transfer with them to their new charter partner, holder. I'm not sure the precise term. Charter sponsor. I believe is the correct term.
And just a final question. So how will it impact the relationship that the students could have with the district, like in extracurricular activities or?
That relationship would stay the same and would be the same as, we have other charter students that are with the state charter district that participate. And we also have some arrangements where they actually, Greenville Tech charter students take some classes, maybe at the Career Center. I know they did it one time at the Fine Arts Center. Those would continue, but there is a financial arrangement that goes with those classes. And we would be able to continue that as well as we partner with other public schools to do that.
Great. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. All right. Then the recommended motion is to approve pursuant to Section 59-40-115 of South Carolina Code of Law the request by Greenville Tech Charter High School that its charter contract with the school district of Greenville County be terminated effective June 30th, 2016. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries.
Madam Chair.
Ms. Leventis Wells.
I would just like to commend Greenville Tech Charter High School on their academic achievement and all that they've brought to our district. And we wish them much success as they take on the next chapter in their life and with their school. So congratulations, gentlemen, and give my best to the charter high school students. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yeah, thank you. I think Ms. Leventis Wells echoes what many of us feel. We appreciate the relationship and things to be done for our students in Greenville County. And I look forward to watching you guys still and working with you just in a little different role.
As they leave, though, I will tell you that they will represent the state for the Jefferson's Award Student in Actions in Washington. They were the school that won the state as of yesterday, and they will be competing nationally in Washington on June 15th. So good luck with your CPR, and we got our fingers crossed for you. Thank you.
Best of luck. Moving on, our next action item is item 5.07, a lease with Greenville Little League. We have a recommended motion from the Committee of the Whole to approve a lease agreement renewal with Greenville Little League. Coming from the Committee of the Whole, a second is not required. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item 5.08, lease with City of Greenville, Blythe. We have a recommended motion from the Committee of the Whole to approve the lease agreement renewal with the City of Greenville. Because it's come from the Committee of the Whole, it doesn't require a second, so it's on the floor to be approved. There's a recommended substitute motion from the administration. Is there a maker? Do I have a maker of the substitute motion?
Well, let me get it up.
The substitute motion is to approve the revised lease for Kiwanis Park as presented with the April 26, 2016 board material.
Madam Chairman, I move for its adoption.
Second.
Okay, I have a substitute motion duly seconded. Is there any discussion on the substitute motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the substitute motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Mr. Meek, or Mr. Webb, help me out. And now I can vote. That's our main motion, right? Okay. All right. So now our main motion is this motion to approve the revised lease of Kiwanis Park as presented with the April 26, 2016 board material. Is there any discussion as the main motion? Yes, Mr. Baxter.
We have a motion to be made.
This is the main motion, so any discussion on this motion at this time? Okay. Hearing none. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Item 5.09, External Audit Services Contract. We have a recommended motion from the administration to approve the accounting firm Green, Finney, and Horton LLP to provide external audit services to the school district of Greenville County. Do I have a maker?
Madam Chair.
Ms. Grayson.
Approve the accounting firm Green, Finney, Horton LLP to provide external audit services to the school district of Greenville County.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? Okay, I have a motion and a second. Dr. Royster, would you like to say anything about this before we ask for any other discussion?
Mr. Knotts, did you have a brief summary that you'd like to give?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Green, this will be a five-year contract. They have provided in the past excellent audit services to us. Their allocation every year is about 1,000 hours, and they are workable as far as increasing those hours at our request. They also work with us as far as making sure that their staff is independent from us. They change out their audit staff every couple of years. They change out their senior auditor every 3 years, and their partner in charge of our audit, they change that partner every 3 years to make sure there is independence between the audit firm and the finance department. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Knotts. Mr. Saylors?
No, Mr. Knotts answered my question. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Meek?
Dr. Royster, were other firms considered also?
Yes, sir. Mr. Knotts?
Yes, sir. There were a total of five firms who submitted proposals.
Okay. There's no dollar amount. Was that, were they the lowest bidder or?
They were the second lowest bidder on a per hour cost. They were the second lowest by $2 per audit hour.
It begs me to ask, how much are we paying per hour then?
Per hour?
Yeah.
$76 per hour.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? All right, we have a motion on the floor to approve the accounting firm Green, Finney, and Horton LLP to provide external audit services to the school district of Greenville County. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Okay, moving from action items on to information items. Item 6.01, we have internal auditing services project status report. Mr. Barber, would you like to speak to us tonight? Give us an update.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We've completed all four projects that we were working on with legal counsel. So now we can get back to our regular audit program or audit plan. So anyhow, we're presenting our audit plan, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Are there any questions for Mr. Barber?
Our audit status report, excuse me.
Okay. Well, yes, there are no questions there. Thank you for bringing this to us. We're going to move on to Section 7, Agenda Item 7.01, Committee and Liaison Reports. Do we have any reports tonight from any of our committees? Dr. O'Connor.
Yes, just to give an update that we are planning to bring the group of policies that we deem to be most urgent under the instructional policy section for the May CAL. So that is just to say that we decided, instead of just one at the time bringing it along as we work on them, to bring the group collectively, because then you will be able to make judgments in context with all the other policies. So my concern is that this is such important work and there's quite a bit to absorb, that we don't want you to feel that you're getting it just with a really quick turnaround time. So we're going to try to get it to you a couple days before the typical rollout, so that you'll have closer to a week to review the policies prior to the CAL.
Okay.
And tomorrow, excuse me, we'll be meeting with principals, elementary and middle, and also high school principals who wish to come to bring any comments or feedback to us to a particular group of policies that are out there. I know that we'll be working as a group in the morning, but if anybody wants to come by and hear any of that conversation with the principals, please do. You're more than welcome to attend.
And Dr. Connor, that's on Thursday, not tomorrow.
I'm sorry, right. Thursday, yes. Don't show up tomorrow because no one will be here. Sorry, and, on Thursday.
And are you having, will you have another meeting of your committee, ad hoc committee, before the committee of the whole, in case any of the board members would want to
we will.
Be part of that?
We're going to wait and see how far we get on the two that we are still working on as a committee tonight. And we might have a small work group of that, but I want to make time for the committee to be available to have a conversation with any board members who want to come in and look more closely and ask questions and delve into a discussion also prior to the COW, so that if there are any questions unanswered that we can address before then, we will be able to. We just haven't selected a date because the calendars are getting really tight right now.
And as I understand it, the plan would be also to bring a change in support of the
Please.
What everyone's been hearing about,
yeah.
the State Board of Education changing from a 7-point scale to a 10-point scale. So that policy change to support that will also be in
yes,
that group
it will.
Of policy changes.
And what we understand that there may be aspects of our grading and assessment policy that we will complete after this, but there's a time urgency to at least go ahead with the part that relates to the 10-point scale, and we will have that as part of the MAY-COW because it's essential for our principals to be able to get that information communicated. But that does not mean we will be finished with that entire policy, but just with the part that we need to communicate immediately.
Okay, great. Mr. Meek, did you have a question or comment?
I do. What type of format is it going to be presented to us? Are we going to have like the old policy, then the new policy beside of it, or are we just going to have the new policy and we've got to look up the old policy ourselves and try to compare those?
Do you have a preference, Mr. Meek, as to how you would
I'd
like us
to
bring it?
I'd love to see them side by side.
Then that's how we'll do it.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
I also
I
would.
One monkey goes up the show.
You don't have to look at it. If you don't want to.
Yeah, but what if 10 of us didn't want it that way?
Well, I think if one of us really wants it that way, it's not a big deal. So we'll go ahead and say yes, because others might like to see it side by side. Or if you don't want it, you can look at it on your computer. I think you'll find that the old policies are not very helpful other than to see how different they are and how much it has changed, which is valuable in and of itself. So thank you.
Any other questions for Dr. O'Connor? Great. Thank you, Dr. O'Connor. Ms. Grayson, do you have a advocacy update for
Yes,
us?
Thank you, Madam Chair. In lieu of our regular advocacy committee meeting today, we had a full board invitation extended to elected officials from five different municipalities and also unincorporated municipalities in the area. So for the first time, I believe, since I've been on the board, we sat down with elected officials from other areas and had about 15 accept our invitation to just meet informally over lunch and discuss how we could work together at the local level to improve our communities and work together with legislators and advocate for our students. And Dr. Royster made an excellent presentation, somewhat similar to his superintendent's report tonight, that kind of gave people in other areas an idea of where we were headed with our long-range facilities plan and, you know, how they could help advertise some of the good things we're doing in Greenville County Schools.
Thank you, Ms. Grayson, for your work. It was a great opportunity, and I heard many of the folks say that they appreciated the face-to-face time. I think that is important. All right, so if there are no other liaison or committee reports, we'll move on to Section 8. Item 8.01 is our monthly financial report. Dr. Royster.
Thank you, Ms. Wells. Mr. Knotts, you have any comments to make, or are you simply available to answer questions that might arise?
Just one brief comment. For the remainder of the year, April, May, and June, we looks like we'll continue to see substantial property tax revenue pertaining to vehicles. That's our main revenue source, property tax revenue source, for the next 3 months. Thank you.
Are there any questions for Mr. Knotts?
Should we rush out by cars?
I'm sorry.
Would this be a good time for us to rush out and buy cars if we need one? Is that what you're saying?
It's always a good time to go out and buy a vehicle.
For us, there's no bad time for you to go buy a new car.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Knox, for that report. This brings us to the end of our items, so without
Madam Chairman. Go ahead.
Mr. Saylor.
I'll second the motion.
Ms. Elizabeth Wells, you'd like to put a motion on the floor for adjournment?
Yes.
Mr. Saylor, you'd like to second it?
I'll be happy to.
Is there any discussion on the motion for adjournment? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. We are adjourned.
That's okay.
You were